Now, what advice would you have given yourself on your wedding day?
This is Nikki Ellenbass from Kirkland, Washington, and I would say to my 21-year-old self, remember, you are on the same team from here on. We got married in college back in 1981, and we are still together 3 decades later. But on that wedding day, we never expected what hard but wonderful work it would be to come this far.
Hard and wonderful work from Washington State, and this from Houston, Texas.
I know you love this girl, and you know for sure that she is pregnant with your child. But you're only 19 years old, and you have your whole life ahead of you. Go ahead and honor your Army enlistment, but find another way to do the right thing by your kid. You're a smart man. Figure it out.
Advice from an older man to a younger man there. Lori in Salt Lake City reminds us that sometimes wedding plans can be a distraction from the bigger picture.
Hey, this is Lori from Salt Lake City, and my advice to people on their wedding day is the wedding is just a day and the marriage is a lifetime. Trust in your instincts and your partner, not in the needs and desires of others.
And Tyra from Decatur reminds us the deal's not sealed until you say those words, I do.
Hiya, R. Baker, Decatur, Georgia. It's still not too late. Don't be afraid to change your mind if it doesn't feel right.
Marriage, you know, it's all about that C word.
There's a lot of compromise that has to happen.
There's a tremendous amount of choices.
How you're raising your kid, what you're
doing.
Where
you're going to live, what you're buying, what you're, you know, where you're going to live.
And we do, I mean, and I am not the kind of person who's just like, oh, really? Okay, dear, that's fine, you know.
Being married and starting a family can come with lots of happy moments.
Sometimes when I think he's the biggest jerk in the world, and then he'll do something funny or he'll say something funny, and I'll see him the way I saw him when I met him. And I'll laugh, and I'll go, and I'll think to myself, oh, that's why I married him.
You can hear some marital joy there. But marriage can also bring hard times.
I mean, getting into detail, our child was diagnosed with a life-threatening illness 2 weeks before her third birthday.
Doug Block is a documentary filmmaker, but like a lot of people in that business, he had to make ends meet, and that meant filming dozens, hundreds of weddings. But after seeing hundreds of cakes and dances and relatives and vows, Doug started to wonder, what happens to all these people later? A wedding is one thing. A marriage is, well, something else entirely. So he decided to make a documentary about that exact thing. In his latest film, 112 Weddings, Doug checks in with some of the couples whose weddings he filmed over all those years and learns about their marriages. Producer and filmmaker Doug Block joins me now to talk about his film, which premieres on HBO on June 30th. Doug, welcome.
Hi.
And also joining me, Janice and Alexander Kaye, one of the couples that Doug filmed for his movie. Welcome.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
And Janice and Alexander, you are wedding number...
Well, 111.
111, technically.
111.
We have two ceremonies in the film.
And I wanted to ask you about that because you're sort of an interesting case of two different kinds of weddings, and we might talk about the marriage a little bit as well, but you're okay with that because that's why you're here. Well,
yes.
Doug, as I mentioned, you found yourself filming lots and lots of weddings over and over and over. Some reviewers of your film have had a suspicion that you had this idea all along, that as you were filming these weddings, you knew that one day you would have a great film by patching all this stuff together and interviewing people later.
I'd say by wedding one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, weddings are phenomenal for a documentary filmmaker to experience, to be alone with a couple, an ordinary couple, on this most extraordinary day in their lives together, and to be kind of a professional voyeur.
Your film kind of presents this clash of ideals, you know, on the wedding day with reality, which is the marriage. And I wondered a little bit, as interesting as it is, gosh, is it, I don't know, it's truth-telling, but is it a little unfair? I mean, nobody on their wedding day thinks about the realities to come. They're thinking about celebrating.
Yeah, and what's really unfair is, you know, I'm coming in for one day, you know, years later, and really just getting a snapshot of their marriage based on an interview. So it's really about time, you know, in a sense, and what time does to any relationship like that, whether you're married or not, you know, the same issues are coming up over time. So it's just fascinating to see, you know, in contrast, the emotions of the wedding day and the joy and the exuberance. And, you know, we all go to weddings and wonder, like, really, are they really going to be that happy when, you know, years later, what are they going to look like then?
Right. How many movies have there been where some cynical person sitting in pew number 7 going, I give them 2 years, right? Right. They'll be divorced.
Well, you know, that's why movies end on the wedding, right? Happily Ever After is complicated.
And in your film, Happily Ever After is just the first chapter, because then we get to the ever after. Now, Janice, I want to turn to you, and Alexander, maybe you'll just listen for a second. Maybe you've learned to do that. I don't know. You mentioned before you had two weddings. Your first wedding that Doug filmed was an elaborate 3-day kind of extravaganza, right?
Yeah, our first ceremony was what we wanted our ceremony to be. You know, when you get to a point in your relationship, you say, okay, what's the next step? And we decided to really discuss it. You know, do we want to have a ceremony where we invite our friends and family and proclaim our love to each other? Checkbox, yes. Do I want to wear white? Not really. No. Do we want to wear rings? Yes. Do I want to change my name? Yes. Do we want a government contract? Mm-hmm. And we sat there, we hesitated, and we're like, well, what does that truly mean? So we did a little research and, you know, the history of marriage, and we just said, you know what? This isn't right for us. And we just said no to that one. And then we still had the 3-day extravaganza, and it was wonderful.
And then later on, you had a much more pared down ceremony, sort of a restatement of your vows, as it were, which was much smaller. Alexander, it makes me wonder when I hear about all of this kind of detailed planning and soul searching that went into your wedding. Has marriage been like that, as easy to plan and as personal as the wedding was?
That's a good question. I think marriage, at least in my experience, has been truly a journey. We launched on this wonderful ceremony, and you do have this idea that it's always going to be that magnificent. But I think what ends up happening is life takes over, and the events of life take over. And it's unexpected a lot. And so when we did our partnership ceremony, the thing that struck me was I knew Janice was the woman with whom I could do that journey. And as the different pieces of life show up, unexpected, sometimes very tough, you can't plan for them. So what you do is you stay together and you face them together and you have to learn how to work it through together. That's what I think marriage has been post-ceremony.
It's been kind of a recurring theme of the film, because we go back and revisit 9 couples, and life happens to them all, and how they face the challenges that life throws at them over time is what, you know, distinguishes whether the marriages work or don't work. In a couple of cases, they didn't work.
Janice, do you remember what you thought your future would be like on your wedding day?
Yes, and to be honest with you, it is what it is, and it's what you make of it, and it's how you approach every tiny little challenge along the way.
Mm-hmm. Alexander, let me give you the last word, since you're part of this film. Look back through this film if you want to, and give a little bit of advice to, not your wedding number 111, your first one, wedding number 72, somebody getting married, you've been through it. What do you want to say to them?
There's a couple things. First, I think the relationship starts to die when the communication dies. And communication goes from being this in love, intimate, emotional communication to like transactional. Don't forget to talk. Don't forget to express your needs. Don't forget to keep the conversation alive, to talk about the way you're changing, to talk about your evolving. If you stop that, that's going to be one issue. And I think the other piece is don't forget that you're a couple. You know, we forget with life and how it takes over with kids and work. We forget that you're actually a couple, so don't forget to date. Don't forget to get up in the morning together. Don't forget to go for a walk. Don't forget to give a gentle kiss, or just to remind each other that you're together. You will be together for a long, long time.
Hopefully.
And if you are, then I think those are the two. And if I have a second more, I think there's a third for me, which is, and this is really important, be mindful not to rely on the other to make you happy. Find your own happiness and bring that to the marriage and bring it generously. If you think the other's going to make you happy and that's the root of your happiness, I think you're going to run into some problems. So find your way.
Alexander and Janice Kaye have two weddings in the film 112 Weddings, and I thank them for joining us. Doug Block, the sequel, 613 Bar Mitzvahs, right?
Yeah, or maybe 17 Brisses.
You were ready for that one. Doug Block is the filmmaker of 112 Weddings. Doug, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And the film 112 Weddings premieres on HBO June 30th. You can share your marriage advice by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or visit us at thetakeaway.org. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick, John Hockenberry. We'll be back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.